Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome to Psalms of Hope. Well, I have a wonderful time of encouragement for you. My subject is loneliness, and while that might sound depressing, hang in there with me. Even if you're not feeling lonely, I bet you know someone who is. And I'm going to give you some wonderful promises in the Bible, as well as play some awesome, God-honoring music to lift you up. You know, sometimes when we look to others to solve our problems, their inability to help us only increases our own sense of isolation and loneliness, and it's easy for us to despair. So what can we do? Well, first we need to accept the fact that the past cannot be changed, but we can be like King David, who wrote in Psalm 62:5, my soul, wait patiently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. David's talking to himself, to his soul. Interestingly, I've read that the original word for expectation, as David uses it in this verse, is the same word used when a baby bird in the nest waits with their mouths wide open in anticipation of the food that their mother will bring them. As we wait for the Lord with our eyes on him alone, he will sustain us. He will strengthen our heart. In fact, I've found that just reading anywhere in the book of Psalms will encourage me. David's experiences are often like ours, are they not? Reading the Bible is certainly one way the Lord will feed us. So now for a special song about being lonely. It says, lonely people, Jesus loves you. Here are the Tally singing, lonely people.
Living in a world of busy people, they look you in the eye and read your mind. And even though they say they are concerned for you, no one ever wants to take the time. No one wants to listen to the broken. Therefore, you camouflage your misery. Jesus sees right through the face you're wearing. He wants to hold you tenderly. Lonely people, Jesus loves you. No matter satisfaction. No matter what you found or who you've known, you always end up feeling lost and empty, for no one ever wants to hold He's holding me. So lonely people, Jesus loves you. No matter what you're feeling now, you are not alone. Lonely people, Jesus loves you. Come, let my Father show you how His love can be your home. Come, let Jesus show you how His love can be your home.
Yes, lonely people, Jesus does love you. You know, it's always helpful to get our mind off ourselves and take a moment to worship God. And music helps us, doesn't it? You know, I often get emails from listeners, and I thought I'd share this from a woman I'll call Susan. She writes, I have long-term friends who don't have the same beliefs that I do, and yet they like to include me in their plans. But as a Christian, sometimes I'm uncomfortable in their choice of activities. Is my accompanying them to these places compromising my witness if I don't participate, even though I'm at the activity? Dear Susan, of course I don't know what those activities are that make you uncomfortable, but what I do know is that if we will listen to that still, small voice in our heart, God will direct us and speak to us and give us wisdom on how to live our lives. But I also know that if we keep ignoring the voice of the Lord, after a while our conscience becomes dull and we don't know right from wrong any longer. I assume that your friends know you're a Christian and perhaps they don't expect you to participate in some of the things they're doing or even accept their invitation. Maybe they invite you just because they like being with you. So think of things that you're comfortable with, and maybe initiate those activities and invite them. Maybe you can watch for a Christian concert in your area, something like that, and in reality, be a witness to them by the way you live your life. That will speak more to your friends than anything you can say. Just be. And then we can do what Jesus called us to do. Be a witness in our hometown, with our friends, in neighboring towns, in reality, anywhere in the world we travel. But back to loneliness, there's a wonderful song I found, and if you're lonely, I hope you'll feel sheltered in the arms of God, and it's sung by Vern Jackson.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I have no fear, 'cause Jesus walks beside me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven, sheltered safe within the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God.
Yes, we are sheltered in the arms of God. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, your host for Psalms of Hope. I recently received an email from someone who expressed that he often took time from his crazy schedule of business to sit back, relax, and give this gift of Psalms of Hope to himself. He said I often spoke to his heart what he was needing at that particular time. And I hope I do that for each one of you too, as I share scriptures and stories and music. Well, I am answering email questions today. And Julie wrote, I am newly widowed only a few months, and my husband was very gregarious in social situations, but I'm not. Are there ways I can develop skills to help me be more confident in social situations? Well, thank you for writing, Julie. My heart goes out to you. Not only are you still grieving, but you're being put in situations where you used to be able to just look pretty and not have to carry the conversation. Yes, outgoing people often marry someone who is more quiet. I guess they understand that both people can't talk at the same time. But of course, that doesn't help you now, because you have to stand up and be on your own. And yes, Julie, there are ways that you can develop conversational skills. Sometimes it's just real simple. Like, I have a shy friend, before she goes out, she actually memorizes a couple of opening sentences, like, have you been to the new restaurant? Or something as simple about a local charity event. Or maybe the little cat that she saw on TV that needed to be rescued. I do recommend you stay away from politics or religion, of course. If those subjects come up, just stand there and smile and let other people handle that. Proverbs 16:24 says, kind words are like honey. So practice just a few opening sentences and you will feel more confident. You'll be surprised at the difference that it will make. And yes, it's good to stretch ourselves beyond our comfort zone so God can open up new opportunities for us. There's a song that I love that reminds us all how special we are to God, no matter what we're struggling with. It's Del Decker and friends as they sing, He Had Me on His Mind.
He had me on his mind long before creation was begun. He had me on his mind long before a bird had ever sung. And long before the earth was formed, long before the sky and sea, before the world was born, he thought of me.
name. Long before I ever learned to breathe, he had me on his mind. He was thinking of me constantly, and long before I ever knew the plan that God designed, he thought of me, he had me on his
blessing to know that he had us on his mind when he was on the cross. Oh, if we really believe that, it should help with our feelings of loneliness and insecurity, which I've been talking about today. You know, as we talk about being lonely, I'm aware that there are many reasons we may become lonely. But probably right around the top of those reasons is sometimes when relationships don't work out, they disappoint us, and we become hurt. But, you know, we can ask the Lord for healing for our hurts, because friendships are important. Remember, Jesus had numerous friends that were so important in his life that he mentioned them in the Bible. People like Mary and Martha and Lazarus, their brother. The Bible's full of relationship examples, and I think we'll be happier and healthier emotionally if we take that risk and build friendships. I know it's difficult to do sometimes when indeed we're tired from our jobs and maybe even feeling overwhelmed, but doing things with friends, trying new activities will help take away our tiredness. We'll find new joy and zest in life. And maybe this is the time for you to think of things that you would like to pursue. Maybe a new hobby that you're interested in, or going hiking or fishing, or learn to paint. You know what? You can make time for it. Most of all, you need to explore what God has placed in your heart in ministry as you give to others. Yes, as you give to others, you won't be so lonely anymore. Proverbs 13:12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life." Oh, so friends, work on those dreams that God has placed in your heart. I know you will be blessed. And now here's a wonderful song that I just came across. I loved it so much, I played it over and over while I was working on the program today. One line of the lyric says, "As long as Jesus lives, there is hope." Oh, what wonderful assurance. And now here's the group Legacy singing, "There is Hope."
Sometimes we go through trials that are so hard to bear. We lift our face toward heaven. God, are you really there? I've asked that same question, and I've been down that road. Looking back, I now can tell you, he's always let me know. There is transgressions and nailed upon a tree. He cried out to the Father, "Why have you forsaken me?" But through this suffering Savior, he brought healing to our pain. And the one who raised him from the dead can restore us all.
Yes, he knows just what you're going through and what the future holds. As long as Jesus lives, there is hope. You know, God sent me to tell you this. Because of Jesus, there is hope. Well, I hope you were encouraged by the music. You know, I choose it to encourage you wherever you are in this world. Psalms of Hope covers many countries and cultures, and yet I'm also aware that wherever we are, whomever we are, because of Jesus, we can have hope. In Hebrews 13:5, Jesus says to us, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." You know, when troubles come, pain or estrangement, we're suddenly made aware of our aloneness. But we can choose to flee quickly to Him for the comfort that we need. You may feel that you're alone, that no one even cares what happens to you, but that's not true. Even the fact that you have tuned into this program is very significant for you. I don't believe things happen by accident. No, as the song I just played says, there is hope as long as Jesus lives, and He will reach out to you wherever you are, even if it means using this radio program. You know, King David knew what it was to be lonely and afraid, sad, hunted down, hiding for his life. And yet in Psalm 27:10 he wrote, "Though my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will receive me." And so it is for us too. The Lord cares for us and desires for us to know that He, God Almighty, will never forsake us. Well, our time is over. Will you email me and let me know you're listening? The announcer will give you my website. I'd love to hear from you. And you will hear back from me. I answer all my emails and letters. And will you tell your friends about Psalms of Hope? If you'd like some little cards with the program schedule for your area to give out to your friends, just write to me and let me know how many you can use. And if you can help to support this program on your station, I would appreciate it so much. Thank you. This is Samantha Landy, So long for now. Until next time, same place, same time. Don't forget, you can put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.